So after sleeping on a game like that, how do you look back on it the morning after?
Just as a victory. I think, yeah, I mean, the first one was, it was tough period from us, but just a fun way to bounce back and have a great two periods and get us the win.
You played with Kyle Connor when Scheifele was out, and you guys seemed to have a lot of chemistry there. How would you describe what it was like when he came onto your line?
Yeah, I mean, I've pretty much played with Nicky for 2 years now, and now he got switched with Kyle, so it really doesn't matter who I'm playing with. They're both great young players, and obviously we had some good chemistry with Kyle when I played with him and Blake, but I mean, it was it's always exciting to play with a new line mate, and hopefully get some good things going with him too.
You started in this market, and so these Jets fans are all you know, but do you every once in a while kind of shake your head at what you see, what you hear out there on the ice from this fan base?
Yeah, I mean, it's like every game is so different, and like when we tied it yesterday, it was the place exploded. I've never heard anything like that before, so it's just awesome to play here and see and hear all the fans every day. So it's pretty unique.
What's been so tough, Patrick, about getting a puck past Pecorino? You haven't scored yet in this series.
I don't know. Just he's a good goalie. It's not easy to score on him, and I think he knows what I'm trying to do, and I'm usually try to figure out what he's gonna do. But yeah, it's been tough to score on him, but it's a good thing all the other guys are scoring, so we're getting the wins. But I just try to find a way to put the puck behind him, and maybe even the next game.
What do you expect from them tomorrow?
Well, I mean, it was a tough loss for them, so they're going to be hungry for sure. It's a huge game for them. It's either going to be 3-1 or 2-2 when we go back to Nashville. So it's probably better for them if it's 2-2. So they're going to be coming hard, especially at the start like yesterday. But we just got to be ready for that and skate hard for 60 minutes, and they're not going to queue up with us.
You had a play in the first period where it was almost like he was leaning a little. Rene was leaning a little bit to the one goalpost, and he took a shot from center, almost center, and he looked like he was caught off guard. Did you see him leaning a little bit on that?
No, not really. I was just trying to kind of fake that I'm shooting it to the rim, and then just kind of at the last second just turn it and shoot it to the net. And I know he's an active goalie, and he's tried always to stop the rim, so that's good way to try to score once in a while. But he made a nice save on that.
Have you scored that way at all this year, in the last 2 years?
I don't think so.
Probably as close as you've been
there. Yeah, I think that was my first try, so it was a very good first try.
Is that one of those things you keep in your back pocket, or is it just a split second decision to?
No, I was just trying to. I don't know why I did that. I was just figuring out to try it, and it would have been a nice goal, but maybe next time.
Did it ever work in minor hockey?
I haven't tried that before, okay. But usually the goalies are not that active and not stopping rims, so it needs to be a pretty good shot if that goes in.
After a day, you have 8 shots. I feel like it's just a matter of time where if you get one, you might get a whole bunch.
Yeah, I mean, you never know. When you get hot, then I guess the good things are coming. But just try to shoot as many pucks as I can, and I know when you work hard, you're eventually gonna get rewarded. But yeah, that's pretty much my mindset.
Once Jamie kind of leaned over, was this encouragement on the bench, or I mean, after one of the good chances, you leaned over?
No, just just a. Try to stay with it. Just don't get frustrated because, obviously it's frustrating because you can't score, but it doesn't matter in the playoffs because teams are winning and all the other guys are scoring. So it's only a good thing.
What do you think you've learned about the playoffs in the last 2 games? They've been pretty wild games.
Yeah, I mean, maybe it doesn't matter if you're down 3-0 after first, you can still win the game. And there's a momentum is going to change many times during the game, and there's a lot of things that can happen. But just to remember to stay with it and play your game 60 minutes, and you always have a chance to win.